Today's April 28th. Pastor is saying to us, counteract their efforts. Our opening scripture comes from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. It's important to become more acquainted with the word and let it dwell in you richly. This is crucial because we are in the last days, and some individuals and groups have come up with sinister schemes to cause pain, untold hardship, famine, wanton destruction, and death in the world. But with the word in your heart and on your lips, you can counteract their efforts and bring them to naught. Read our theme verse in the Amplified Classic Translation. It says, "When we are among the full grown, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden, but it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age, or of this world, nor of the leaders and rulers of this age, who are being brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away." Observe that as a result of speaking wisdom, that is speaking the word, the adversary is discomfited, his plans are foiled, and brought to nothing. God isn't doing that from heaven. No, it's happening through us. We are his battle axe and weapons of war. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20. When discussing the actions and activities of wicked and unreasonable men, feudal lords that seek to keep men and nations in bondage, declare only what the word says about them. The word says they are doomed to fail. Speak the truth about their failure. Declare that in the clutches of their sinister agenda, they find no foothold, no progress, and no advancement against the church and God's people. The greater one lives in us. Therefore, the malevolent designs of Satan and his cohorts of evil are doomed to wither and perish as we, the church, walk on in victory. Hallelujah. Remember that in the church age, God has not bestowed any governmental structure, group, or individuals with the power of global control. Only what we, the church, permit will come to pass. Our work and responsibility is to bring forth the will of the Father. Therefore, in prayer and with your words, enforce and execute the will of the Father here on earth. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, your righteousness and peace prevail in the nations of the world today. Your goodness is heard, seen, and experienced by all men, for the earth is filled with your goodness. All the works of the adversary are thwarted, and men of corrupt minds shall proceed no further. We reign through Christ in all the earth. His righteousness overshadows the hearts of men. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 to 5, and Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 37. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 22, verses 66 to chapter 23, verses 1 to 25, and 2 Samuel chapters 1 to 3. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, and Psalm chapter 137 to 138.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.